Start streaming. Streaming. Is it here? So we're going live. All right. Blessings to everyone wherever you're watching from. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you. Calibre cosisa. Barida braco sisa preparelo sisa pra la vira nazise. Aranina Maruda Vashapra Kalibre Kosisa Pralazize. God bless everyone of you wherever you're watching from. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this wonderful gathering. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Spirit of Living God. God bless. Thank you, Father. Rabbi Rano so preferina sisa kalida breleziza. Aramira no so prekalibra kasisa breleziza. Aranina maru davasha brakalibre goziza. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you wherever you're watching from. I believe everyone can hear my voice loud and clear. Is that correct? You can all hear my voice loud and clear. Thank you so much. Today we're going to be doing some Bible study. We're going to be talking about healing. And I think today might be our last time being last episode for Jesus the Doctor. The next episode will be hosted at the ministry. So this will be the last online section, I believe. I don't know why. It seems like my tab just went offline, so I'm using my phone now to do the reading. God bless every one of you. God bless you wherever you're watching from in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Please share the broadcast so that someone is blessed. If you have any loved one that is believing God for a healing, please share the broadcast so that they also get blessed today. So if you have any loved one that is believing God for a healing, believing God for a miracle, believing God for a testimony, please share the broadcast so that every one of them could be blessed. Let them join the broadcast and believe the word of the Father, and they will be healed and they will recover in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want us to begin to pray first, to begin to pray in the spirit. Calibre leziza brebereno sopra farina masusa calibre cosisa eredide brele virana ziza breferuna si calibra cosa. Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this gathering, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, we've come. We thank you, Father, for all you have done. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your empowerment, Lord. Thank you for this gathering today. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given to us. Thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for the strength. Thank you, Lord, for your vision. Thank you, Lord, for your empowerment, Lord. Thank you for your revelation. Thank you for your wonderful words, oh Lord. Thank you for making it possible for us to gather here today, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord. We say your name be exalted, your name be magnified, now and forever, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We yield ourselves to you, Father. We yield our mind to you, Father. We yield our soul to you, Father. We yield our body to you, Father. We yield every part of ourselves to you, Father. Let everything we hear today be a word from you. Let everything we see today be from you. Let everything we perceive and understand be from you, Lord. Father, open the channels of our spirit, O Lord. Open our ears to hear your word, because the Bible said that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. Father, open our ears to hear your word, O Lord. Open our heart to receive them, Lord. Open our life to manifest what we have heard. And at the end of the day, your name will be glorified in the name of Jesus. Let everyone that is listening now, Father, everyone that will join now, everyone that has joined already, everyone that will later join, and everyone that is listening to this, as whether they are listening to it live or listening to it as a rebroadcast, Father, Father, may that same oil of healing that rests here, may it be increased every single time they listen to it, Lord, and may they receive their healing in the name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. God bless you, Uche Moses. God bless you, Alex. God bless you, Gospel. Wow, Gospel Edward is with me here and is also with me online. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from, and God increase you mightily in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're talking about Jesus Christ, the finished work. Now, this is Jesus Christ, Jesus the Doctor, and We've received countless testimonies of healings of people that have been healed in so many ways, and we return all the glory to God Almighty for what He is doing in the life of many persons, and we say may His name and His name alone be exalted, be glorified, be magnified for what He is doing. It is His work. He is the one doing the work in us. He's the one that compels, He's the one that heals, He's the one that restores, He's the one that empowers. So we just want to say thank you, Father, for all that you have been doing, and your name be exalted and glorified in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every one of you that have been sharing the broadcast. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So today we're going to be talking about Jesus, the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible said that the wages of sin is death. When the Bible said that the wages of sin is death, it didn't mean that the soul that sinned shall die, because the wages of sin is death. So every soul that sinned must die. So every soul that sinned must have sickness. Every soul that sinned must be punished. Every soul that sinned must not have breakthrough. Every soul that sinned will have difficulties. Every soul that sinned cannot get healed. Every soul that sinned. Now, that is what it actually means when the Bible said that the soul that sinned shall die. Apart from the condemnation, the internal condemnation, while they're on earth, they will not have rest, they will not have peace. But there's something that the Lord has done that we don't understand. And it bothers me because a lot of people have not fully grasped this thing, this finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Something happened on the cross of Calvary. It's not just that the Lord forgave our sin. The blood of Jesus Christ was left there at the altar of God. The Lord Jesus Christ presented his blood before the temple of God. And that blood is still speaking up to this very moment. And He will forever be speaking over our life, because it is by that blood that we are justified. And the reason why, see, if you're listening because you want to get healing, keep listening, because whatever you will learn here will enable you to pray for others that need healing. And if you're listening, even though you are healed, you just want to grasp the knowledge, that is wonderful, because what you learn here, you will use it to heal others that are sick. And so there's no knowledge that is ever a waste. So every knowledge, gather it and use it. And at the end of the day, it will bring glory to the Father in the name of Jesus. Let's look at the book of Hebrews 9 verse 28. I'm going to be reading from NIV. So a lot of people don't understand the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. They don't understand what the Lord has done. And because of that, it limits our functionality, and it limits what we're going to receive from the Father, our blessings that we need to receive from the Father. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews 9 verse 28, the Bible says, so Christ was crucified, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and He will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. So Christ was crucified once to take away the sins of many. So Jesus Christ died on that cross of Calvary, that finished work. He sacrificed His blood on the cross of Calvary so that you will be healed. Now, before Jesus Christ died, sickness had legal ground to hold you. HIV had legal ground to hold you. Leukemia had legal ground to hold you. Staphylococcus, or whatever it is called, had legal ground to hold you. They had all this power. They legally had the power to hold you, because the nature that you have received was the nature of sin. And that nature of sin, nothing good can come out of the nature of sin, because it is a bad seed. And no good thing can come out of a bad seed. As the Bible makes us understand, you can't plant mango and harvest corn from mango. You can't plant corn and harvest mango from it. So these things are important. So the Bible said that in the book of Hebrews 9 verse 28, I read from NIV, it said, so Christ was crucified, was sacrificed. I don't know, I keep hearing crucified. It's the same thing, crucified or sacrificed, once to take away the sins of many. So the moment you give your life to Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed you. Even if you have given your life to Christ, but you still find yourself indulging in certain sins, and you're believing God for healing, confess that sin. It will not take you forever. It will not take you 1 hour. It will not take you 1 minute. The moment you confess that sin, spend your time. If it takes you 5 minutes, fine. Confess that sin. But it doesn't take God 1 second to forgive you. And forgiveness is for you to receive. The blood is already there. All you need to do is take it. The Bible says, for we have been all been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly place. That is the book of Ephesians. I think Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 or so. It said, blessed be our Father, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. So the blessing has been given to us, but they're in the heavenly places. All we need to do is claim the blessings. The Father does not need to start giving it to us. We can claim the blessings. And if the Father deems it that we are worthy of it, it is released to us. So now, let us also look at the book of Leviticus 17. Leviticus 17 verse 11. Leviticus 17 verse 11. I don't know, for some time now, the Lord has brought me to Leviticus. Leviticus 17 verse 11. Now look at what the scripture says there. It said, for the life of a creature is the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement of one's life. So Jesus Christ has presented his blood. Now he was talking about the power of the blood. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary was offer his blood for our atonement. So that HIV is holding you because it thinks you need it needs to hold you, because the wages of sin is death, right? But now Jesus Christ has paid the price. So that sickness is in your body illegally, because Jesus Christ has paid all the whole debt. So that sickness does not have any legal ground to hold you. It's like, for example, now I'm going to use this example. For example, now if you are owing me 7,000 naira, or let's say $7,000, now, and because you can't afford to pay me, one of the primary things you would do is that whenever you see me, you hide yourself. You're not hiding yourself because you hate me, you're hiding yourself because you can't afford to pay me, and you can't afford to face the embarrassment knowing that you're owing me. So if you are hiding from me, and eventually you discover, maybe one day someone has just come, maybe someone just come and say, hey, that debt that individual is owing you, I'm paying you the $7,000. Now, no more, I've paid you. Now, leave him, let him be free. Now, if you discover that someone has paid me the $7,000 on your behalf, if you see me, will you hide yourself? No, you won't. You will come out boldly. Now, some of us that are Christian have not understood that Jesus Christ has paid the debt. And because of that, we are still okay. We are still hiding ourselves, thinking that we are owing the debt. So we are still massaging that sickness. Say, I know it will go. It will just take. I know it will go. So we are still massaging that sickness. Whereas that sickness has no legal ground on your life or in your life. Has no legal ground. The devil has no legal ground to frustrate your business. He might try to manipulate it, project some things here and there. But he has no legal right to do that. He can manipulate the effect. Maybe wind will blow or destroy your business because he's the God of this earth. But he has no legal right, because God will restore. So I want us to come to this understanding. So look, I told you that you have been justified already. The Bible says in the book of Romans 5 verse 9. Now we're going to go Romans 5 verse 9. Just follow me with scriptures. I'm going to open your eyes to scriptures. Romans 5 verse 9 says something very, very important. Romans 5 says, since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? So, the Lord Jesus Christ has justified us by his blood. So, the devil has no legal ground to hold you. And the Father also don't have no legal ground to withhold any blessing from you, because Jesus Christ has justified you, that you have been cleansed from all iniquities. So, even if you issue yourself, because the Bible said in the book of John, it said, if anyone sin, let him know that we have an advocate in heaven. You are not supposed to indulge in sins or be sinning, because you've already been given power above sin. So sin have no legal right over you. So if you're not supposed to be sinning, but if eventually you sin, know that we have an advocate in heaven that can intercede for us, and that advocate can only intercede because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ that was spilled at that altar. And it's not like the blood of animal. It's not like the blood of ram, lamb, goat, cow, human blood. It was the blood of a deity. It was the blood of a God. And the purest of all blood. A blood that had no original sin. So that blood speaks for you. You shouldn't be sick. It's not supposed for you to be sick. And even eventually you are sick because of one thing or the other, you can command that sickness to leave you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of, Matthew 26, verse 28 or so, I don't know. He said, God has called us. Let's look at it. I think it's the book of Matthew, is it 26, verse 28? I can't remember. Verse 28, let me see. There's a scripture I'm looking for. Yes, Matthew 26, verse 28. This is the blood of my covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This scripture just came to me in the spirit. He said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. So Jesus Christ has poured out his blood for forgiveness. So if you have offended God, if you've sinned against God, all you need to do is go and receive that blood of Jesus and cleanse you and justifies you to receive your healing. Praise the Lord Jesus. Share the broadcast so that someone is blessed. Share the broadcast so that someone is blessed. Kale prekosisa, aredida brakosisa, remira nozivra laziza. So we have already been forgiven of all sin. Now, once again, now the book of Ephesians 1 verse 7 justifies us again. I just give you scriptures. Ephesians 1 verse 7 justified us again. The Bible said, in him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of sin in accordance with the riches of God's grace. So God has justified us. See, that blood of Jesus Christ will always be speaking for us forever. So if you feel like there is a need for you to receive forgiveness, just go to the Father, confess your sins, admit that you're sorry, repent of that sin, never go back to that sin, receive your forgiveness and receive your healing. Because the only thing that can hold you back from receiving your healing is sin. One of the things. But we've seen the scripture where Jesus Christ even bypasses people's sin and heals them. Then after they are healed, he tells them, go and sin no more. So the blood of Jesus Christ has been spilled there. So you can't be sick. Your business cannot be sick. Your family cannot be sick. It does not have, the devil does not have hold, does not have legal right, except you allow him. The only right the devil has over your business, over your health, is the one that you permit. So I can't be sick. So I am healed. And the next day you are not healed, confess the same thing. I'm healed already in the name of Jesus. The next day you're not healed, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. The next day you're not healed, I'm healed. You keep declaring it until it becomes your reality. The moment you believe it, you can stop declaring and start thanking the Father. Thank you because I am healed. Thank you because I am healed. I've seen people, many of you watching can testify to that. Some of you call me for prayers and I don't pray. I just say, thank you, Father. It's a form of prayer as well. Just say, thank you, Father. Thank you for healing them. Thank you for opening their doors. Thank you for this. And at the end of the day, you got your healing. At the end of the day, you got your visa. At the end of the day, you got your open door. I didn't say, Father, give him visa. Give him. I just say, Father, thank you because you have given it to him. So I'm thanking God on behalf of it. When Jesus Christ was giving the loaves and the bread, the fishes and the loaves of bread, he didn't come and start saying, oh God, multiply this. He only said, thank you, Father. The moment he said, thank you, Father, multiplication happened. He did it twice so that you don't think it's a coincidence or a mistake. He did it twice so that you know that thanking the Father opens up for you. The book of Psalm 100 verse 1 explains something about thanking the Father. Explain to us how we can pray thanking the Father. The book of Psalm 100 verse 1. I'm going to read from verse 1 down to 5. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people. He said, we are his people. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. I love that verse 4. He said, enter his gate with thanksgiving. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praises. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. One of the ways to enter the gate of the Father is with thanksgiving. Some of you have not received your healing, not because you've not declared that you are healed, but because you've not thanked him because you have received the healing. So there is no faith there. Was it on Tuesday? I can't remember the exact date. In one of our ministrations, I think that is, which day? When was our last mission that it rained? Tuesday, what was the date of that Tuesday? Can you remember? 12, please check, let's be certain. I think, I don't know if it's 12, let me just check. Today is 15, it's 12. So on the 12th of April, 2022, what happened that it was raining while we were ministering. And so what I did was that most of you that watched the live video saw the miracle of what God did. And I just said, oh, let us pray concerning this rain. It's raining heavily because it was distracting. It was so heavy. And if you are in Accra, Anambra State, Accra to be exact, you know that it was a very heavy rain that many buildings were collapsed and so many things happened. So I said, Lord, this rain, I wouldn't need this rain because it's bringing for distraction. So we began to pray in tongues. After we prayed, we said, thank you, Father, because you've ended this rain. We just appreciated the Father. And after we did that, something happened. In less than 5 minutes, the rain stopped. Stopped. No drop, just stopped. It might be raining on the other side, but we don't know. But where we are, it stopped. Sorry, stopped. And this is not the first time, and this is not the second time that we've seen this kind of miracle. We've seen it happen. That is the power of thanksgiving. So sometimes you need to, when you have declared that you are healed, just thank the Father because he has healed you. Thank him because he has healed you. Thank him because he has made a way for you. Sometimes you don't need to come and say, Father, open the door, open. Sometimes just thank him because, say, Father, thank you because you have opened that door. Thank you because you have healed me. Thank you because you have made a way. Thank you because you have empowered me. Thank you because you have lightened my heart. Thank you because you have done this. Thank you. You are thanking him because of what he has done, even though you've not seen it, but you're walking by faith because you know he has done it. He did it on the cross of Calvary. Even curses over your life has been broken. So if you say, ah, man of God, there is a curse in my life, that is why I'm not saved. Let's look at the book of Galatians. Galatians 3 verse 13. The Bible says Christ redeemed us from the curses of the law by becoming a curse for us. So in order to break, so that you won't say, ah, man of God, I'm not here because there's a curse. A curse is following my family. The Bible says that he redeemed us from the curse of the law. How did he do it? He became a curse. Because the Bible said that curse is to anyone that is hung on a tree. Anyone that is hung on a tree was cursed. Jesus Christ was hung on a tree. The wood they used in crucifying was a tree. It was a wood that was gotten from the tree. Of course, wood had gotten from the tree, not from the mountain. You understand what I'm saying? So, he was crucified on a tree. And the Bible said, cursed is anyone who is crucified on a tree. So, and Jesus was crucified on a tree because he became a curse in order to cancel your curses. So, even curses have no legal right to hold you anymore. The moment you are in Christ Jesus, you have been redeemed. The only thing holding you back could be ignorance or not knowing how to apply this redeemed work. The finished, rabbi, that's why the title is the finished work. Praise the Lord Jesus. See, on that cross of Calvary, that blood that was spilled finished everything. Ended everything. Gave us legal right, legal stamp, legal justification to whatever we need from the Father. You can't be sick and you are not sick. If you understand this thing, you can't be saved. If you understand the finished work of the Lord Jesus, you see, you need to just get book on the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Read those books and understand what the blood did. With that blood, see, there is no battle you can face in this world. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8 verse 32, it said, if he did not spare his only beloved son, what is that thing that we are asking that he can't give us? So if God did not spare Jesus and sacrifice him all for us willingly, what is that thing you are asking God for? HIV, SS become AA, AS become AA. There is nothing he can do. All you need to do is believe it, request of it, receive it, and that is all. He settles it. Praise the Lord Jesus. And these things are important in our life. These things will change our understanding. These things will change our life. These things will improve our life. These things will help us to stop engaging in unnecessary warfare that is not even there. Of course, we know there is a spiritual warfare, but there are some of us that are engaging in a warfare that is not there. Or the warfare that the blood of Jesus Christ ended, you are still engaging in it. Because out of your ignorance, you are not aware. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's the book of Hosea. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. It's not like it is not that they lack the knowledge to know how to do these things. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, look at what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 53 verse 5. My God. My God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus. Isaiah 53 verse 5. Look at what the scripture said. In Isaiah 53 verse 5, it said, but he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. Now, transgression and iniquity are two different things, but I'm not explaining it now. Transgression, and he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. So, this thing is what happened 2,000 years ago. So, if it happened 2,000 years ago, before you were born, Jesus Christ paid for that sickness. So, the devil is... In fact, the devil is at risk for trying to make you sick. Jesus Christ paid, according to the book of Isaiah 53 verse 5, Jesus Christ paid for your sickness before you were born, except you were born 2,000 years ago. And even if you were born 2,000 years ago, before the foundation of the earth, he was slain. So before you thought of existing, before you came to exist, he has paid for it. So even if you don't believe that before the first of the age, he has paid for you, now that he has paid for you and you are 2,000 or maybe you are 3,000 years old now, and he has paid for you, all you need to do is receive the blood of Jesus Christ and allow him to plead for you. The Bible says that is the blood that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel was speaking for vengeance. The blood of Jesus Christ was speaking for redemption. Because the Bible says, for we have been redeemed by the blood. And the Bible says in the book of Romans 12, he said, for we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. Rest. Romans 12 verse 11. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So we overcame the devil by the blood. So that sickness has no legal right to be in your life. That sickness has no power to remain in you. Even if it wants to remain in you, it can't, because it has no legal right. Jesus ended it on the cross of Calvary. It was ended. The finished work happened on the cross of Calvary. His blood paid for it. It's just that most people don't understand how powerful that blood is. The blood does not guarantee you to keep on sinning, but the blood pleads on your behalf. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't know if someone is getting blessed in what I'm even saying. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. So that sickness that you're going through, that pain that you're going through, has been paid for. And you don't understand. Jesus Christ didn't see that. Jesus Christ did not give the devil, for example, the devil is owing you. You are owing the devil $7,000. Jesus Christ did not come and pay exactly $7,000. No, Jesus Christ paid the $7,000 and gave extra $10 billion waiting, or $10 trillion, and say, anytime this my son sin and confess, take, deduct your money from that place. Now, this is not a guarantee to sin, because he said, how can we that we have been saved by grace continue sinning? Grace is not the license to sin. So, but if anyone sin, let him receive forgiveness from the Father. But now, if you keep sinning because the grace is there, that grace stops speaking for you. Oh, you didn't hear this one. The Bible said that any branch of mine that does not bear fruit will be cut off. He said, remain in me and I will abide in you. When you keep on sinning and sinning and sinning and sinning, you're not remaining in the Father. He said, if you love me, obey my commandment. And if you claim to be in me, then my commandment has to be in you. So if the word of God is not in you, and if you're not obeying the words of the Father, you can't say yourself the sons of God. Because the Bible said, as men that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And if you're the son of God, sin should not be found in you. But if sin comes inside of you, there's an advocate to ask for mercy. But that does not mean you should abuse grace. Should we that be saved continue sinning so that grace might abide more? No, God forbid. How can we that be saying remain sinning? So these things are important for us to come to the reality of this word. The blood of Jesus Christ has set you free. For what other foundation can any man lay than that which has been laid in Christ Jesus? You've been set free. So you've been set free, my God. The finished work of God ended it for you. So that sickness has no right to be there. That malaria has no right to be there. That typhoid has no right to be there. That leukemia has no right to be there. That cancer has no right to be there. That ulcer has no right to be there. That diabetes has no right to be there. That swollen leg has no right to be there. That pain has no right to be there. That stroke has no right to be there. That whatever sickness, that mental issue has no right to be there. That migraine headache has no right to be there. That unnecessary blood flow has no right to be there. That wound has to be healed. And it's by the blood of Jesus. Today I'm going to pray for you by the blood of Jesus. Your business cannot end. Your life cannot end. The doctor might have pronounced you dead. In Jesus, the Bible said that, he said that you shall live and not die. The word of God said you will live and not die. So you can't die. You can't. You know, I want you to begin to command that sickness to leave your body right now. Whatever challenge you are going through, that sickness, let's just start with this sickness. Every pain in the body, I command you in the name of Jesus, leave those body right now. By the blood of Jesus, I command you to leave. By what the Lord did in the book of Isaiah 53 verse 5. Let me read it again. I love the scripture. It said, but he was pierced for our transgression. So Jesus Christ suffered for your transgression. So he did it for you. So where you were sent to be, he refused. He didn't want you to go. He went and received the pen for you. So the punishment that was brought, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. So every pain that you are meant to go through, Jesus Christ has gone through it in the cross of Calvary. Every challenge, every sickness, every cancer that you are supposed to go through, every back pain, every leg pain, every neck pain, every eye pain, every sight issue, everything that you need to go through, Jesus Christ went through it for it on your behalf. So the devil has no right. has no right to come to your life to make you sick. He has no right. It's a taboo. Kaya parakusa repere tosika repira no si prala zize. Thereby, I command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that that sickness ceases over your body in the name of Jesus. I declare healing by the blood of Jesus over your life right now. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. I command those sickness. I command them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Leave that body right now in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit behind that sickness to leave your body right now in the name of Jesus. I command them to go to the desert in the name of Jesus. And I declare you healed of all sickness. Arthritis healed. Stroke healed in the name of Jesus. Cancer canceled in the name of Jesus. That lump on the breast uprooted in the name of Jesus. That broken leg stretched and healed in the name of Jesus. That mental issue commanded healed in the name of Jesus. That diabetes disappeared in the name of Jesus. That ulcer disappears in the name of Jesus. That fibrocase disappears in the name of our Lord Jesus. The blood of Jesus has redeemed you in Jesus' name. If there is a place you are having pain, check yourself right now. You are healed. We are not wasting time here. If there is a place you are feeling pains, check it now. You are healed already. The Lord Jesus Christ has set you free. Check it. I want to see. I want instant testimonies. The power of Jesus Christ is there. The living power of God is there. The living power of God is there. The living power of God is there. Check it. Wherever you are feeling pain, check it now. You are healed. Healed by the mighty power of our Lord Jesus Christ. That pain is gone. Gone. Check it. The pain, just like that, the pain is gone. Just like that, the pain is gone. Check it. You can't fight it again. It's gone. Because you don't know that it is gone. Because Jesus Christ paid for it. Don't waste what Jesus Christ did. Don't waste the blood of Jesus Christ. Is a precious blood. A blood of a deity. A blood was spilled on my head. You can't be ordinary. You can't be ordinary. I'm healed. Healing. Your dad is... Anyone that is sick... See. Your dad is sick. Play this message to your dad. If you don't understand what we're talking here, your dad is sick. Command the sickness to leave your dad. Your mother is sick. Command it to be gone. Don't just type, I'm healed. Check it if you are healed. Say, man of God, I have been healed. Or say, I have been healed. If you check it and you don't see it, testify right now. Let me see it. Let me see your testimony. It's gone.
Oh, Adoram. Ayao, ayao, o Adulam, ayao, ayao.
I saw you in my dream twice. That's wonderful.
Ayao, 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 ayao. O my secret place, ayao, ayao. O my secret place. Hayao, ayao, 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 o Adulam, ayao, ayao, o my secret place, ayao, 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 ayao. Ayahu, ayahu.
That your father that is watching right now, I command healing in the name of Jesus. Let him check himself, he's healed.
Ayahu, 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 ayahu.
Ah, someone said headache is gone.
Oh, my secret place. Ayahu, ayahu. Oh, my secret place. Ayahu, ayahu. Ayahu.
They will share the contact. For the inquiry department, they will post the number so you can just Gospel Edward will post the number of the inquiry department. So you can just reach out to the inquiry department and they will direct you.
Ayahu, 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 oh my secret place, ayahu, ayahu, oh, oh. Adulam, ayahu, my secret place. Ayaho, 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 ayaho. Oh, Adulam, ayaho, ayaho. Oh, my secret place. Ayaho, 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 ayaho. Share your testimony, share it. Let me see it. Let me see your testimonies. Calabre Kosisa, Praparina Zize. I command that healing. Let that healing power come upon you. In the name of Jesus, let the healing power of God come upon you right now. I command those sickness to leave your body right now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hand wherever you are believing God for healing right now. Lay your hand, put your right hand wherever you are believing God for healing right now. I command that place now to receive healing in the name of Jesus. Receive healing by the finished work of our Lord Jesus. Receive healing by the blood of Jesus. Let the healing power of God come upon you right now in the name of Jesus. Check it, it's gone. Check it, check it, check it, check it. Oh, my secret place. Ayaho, ayaho. Ayaho, ayaho. Ayaho. Ayaho, ayaho. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is so powerful right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless every one of you. Wherever you're watching from, take this tape, take this message and share to everyone that is believing God for healing. Download it or go to our Telegram by tomorrow. It will be on our Telegram, so you can download it and give to any loved one that is believing God for healing and receive your healing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So many persons have received their healing. Yeah, that is the number. Gospel Edwards just posted the inquiry department number. So that is the number, +234 8093223113. I take that again. That is +234 8093223113. I take it again, +234 8093223113. The number is there, and I should do. God bless you. Someone said, "I'm healed from a leg pain." Just the power of God. The power of God healed from a leg pain. Leg pain gone, just like that. That is the power of God. That is the power of the living God. The same power that healed leg pain, that healed the person that is having headache, that same power is the power that resurrects from the dead. That same power that cures cancer. That same power that cures ulcer. Share your testimony. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The number is posted there. God bless every one of you. I just want to say thank you, every one of you that tuned in right now. Just a short prayer. And this teaching on Jesus, the doctor, I think it's supposed to end on April. Ends on April. So this is our last teaching on Jesus, the doctor. We're going to be hosting a program by June. Jesus the Doctor. We're going to be hosting a program by June. It's a program where you come with the sick, come with those believing God for healing, come with all of them. And we're going to be praying for the sick, and the power of God is going to be touching them and healing them and strengthening them. God wants to heal them. God wants to heal them. That skin discoloration ends now in the name of Jesus. Ends now in the name of Jesus. Ends now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because you have healed this individual. In Jesus' name, amen. It's done. Somebody came one day to the ministry, and this woman wanted me to pray for her. And I prayed a very short prayer. I said, "It's done." She was not satisfied. She was looking at me. I said, "Madam, the prayer is done. That's all. That's how I pray by faith. I know it's gone already." And she wanted me to spend hours shouting and praying, or maybe spend about 10 minutes praying. And she didn't believe it. She was shocked. And that's how she got her healing. This is the power of God. We don't need to shout. If you feel like shouting, shout, though, it's good for you. But it is by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Not by power, not by mind, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. So you are healed in the name of Jesus. Every one of you, healed in the name of Jesus. Bad breath gone in the name of Jesus. Just like that, gone in the name of Jesus. And God bless every one of you, wherever you're watching from. And we've been discovering that many persons want to partner with the ministry. They want to be a partner to the ministry. The number to call is 080-9322-3113. I think that's correct. That's the number to call, 080-9322-3113. Call the inquiry. They will direct you on the right number to call. And for those of you that are messaging us on WhatsApp, please, I ask you to bear with us. Okay? We receive over 300 messages on the Facebook. We have over 300 messages already there as well. So we're doing our possible best to reply every message. So just be patient. Okay? And thank you very much. God bless every one of you. Thank you. Thank you, every one of you. I pray, Father, every one of them watching, Lord, may they receive surprises. It's an Easter. They are on Sunday, being Easter, I'll be here to pray for you guys. It will be a prophetic Easter Sunday. Prophetic. The flyer will be out. It will be a prophetic Easter Sunday. I will be live to speak to many persons online. Prophesy deep in the spirit as the Lord leads. If the Lord does not lead me, if I come here, I will just bless you. Speak prophetic word into your life. And that is it. So God bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you guys. And I want you guys to remain blessed. And I want to say thank you all for everyone that is supporting. Supporting in prayer, supporting in giving, supporting one way or the other. God bless and every one of you sharing our broadcast. God bless you in the name of our Lord Jesus. May God lift you up and God sustain you. In Jesus' name we pray. I love you guys. Remain blessed. Shalom.